الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله ورسوله حق أن يرضوه إن كانوا مؤمنين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, Zulhijjah, last month of the year, the lunar year. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that on no other days good deeds are liked by Allah than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ أَوْ مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْحَجِّ يَعْنِي أَشْرِ ذِلْحِجَّةِ. It says, no other days good deeds are liked by Allah than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So one Sahabi, he said, O Rasul of Allah, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, even jihad and going out such a virtuous deed, that also, it can't supersede the worship of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi, walam yarji' minhuma bi shay'in. He said, except that man who went out, he took himself and all that he owned and went out in the path of Allah and he returned with nothing. His life was given and all his wealth was sacrificed for the sake of Allah. This person may equal or might be more virtuous than that person who was doing good deeds in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah appreciates good deeds. Allah is Shakuran Halima. Allah is most appreciative and He appreciates good deeds. But particularly on the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the best days of the year. When you say best days of the year, that there are no other days in the entire year that all forms of worship of Allah can be performed. Fasting, we can fast in Ramadan. Outside Ramadan also we can fast. Charity, we can give in the time when your zakat is fard, Ramadan, outside Ramadan, Makkah, outside Makkah, you can give charity. Salah, you can read any time of the year, except the makruh times. You can read salah all the time. But this one good deed, that it only can take place on the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, that is Hajj. You can't move it anyway. You say, yeah, I want to bring it forward, or I want to do it in another month. So the first 10 days of Zulhijjah marks those moments that all forms of worship towards Allah becomes alive. Allah outstandingly takes an oath. Wal-fajr, wal-layalin ashr, wal-shaf'i, wal-watr, wal-layli iza yasr. In no other seasons Allah took an oath like this. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. That's Laylatul Qadr. But in oath and fortifying the entire business and the entire season, then Allah took an oath on the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So, وَالْفَجْرِ but the qasam of the morning. So the first narration of the first group of scholars will say that it's every morning because there was no electricity in those days. So the darkness in its prolonging, then when light used to come, used to bring new hope and revival of feelings and emotions. So, but the qasam of that, that was a natural feeling. Like load shedding, the 2 hours elapsed for those people who don't have inverters and all the other alternative. Then, you know, when light comes, oh, light came. Like that used to be every day in those days, it revived the hopes of every man. So Allah took a qasam on that. That's one group of scholars. The second group of scholars say that, you know what, Wal-Fajri is referring to the first day of Muharram of the lunar calendar. So that's also lunar calendar Allah chose outstandingly over the solar calendar, because the solar becomes helpless in those places where there's 6 months darkness and 6 months light. Only the lunar calendar is effective. You look in the sky, even the illiterate can count. It is this time of the month. So Allah took a qasam on Wal-Fajri, the morning, first day of Muharram. Then comes this, that most of the scholars, they are unanimous that Wal-Fajri refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah, which is an outstanding morning that doesn't have a night. Islamically, you know the night comes first. First there was darkness, and then light was created later. So the night comes first. So like today, the Friday night has passed. From after Maghrib, it's Friday night. And then it's Friday morning. So one Sahabi, Urwa bin Midras, he says, Ya Rasulullah, he met Rasul of Allah was lifting his hands up in Muzdalifah to read Fajr Salah before Subah Sadiq. After Subah Sadiq, you're going to depart from Muzdalifah, you're going to go to Jamarat. This is the order of Hajj. So this Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, Inni aqlaltu rahilati wa at'abtu nafsi. O Nabi of Allah, I tired my conveyance and I galloped my horse. And I came all the way from Yemen. And I went to Arafah already before I came here. Tell me, I got my Hajj. So the Nabi of Allah said, person who went to Arafah and came here before Subah Sadiq, then he faqad hajja. Normally the mustahab time is where? From after Zawal to sunset is the mustahab time of standing in Arafah. For the convenience of the Haji, it was moved, the night was given, the tenth night was given to the night of Arafah. So we minus it, the splendid morning, Wal-Fajri, but the morning of the tenth of Zulhijjah that doesn't have a night. Allah is taking a qasam. Allah give us tawfiq to do good deeds in these 10 days. One fast is equal to 1 year's fast. One night standing before Allah is equal to standing on night of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, we got to predict it. And we got to see signs that this may be Laylatul Qadr. And not for sure after that. After you predicted all that too, you cannot say for sure that this was Laylatul Qadr. Only Allah knows in His knowledge. But this one, every night, you stand up before Allah, definitely you got the sawab of standing on the night of Laylatul Qadr. 10 nights, 10 Laylatul Qadrs, 10 fasts, 10 years of fast. 10 fasts, 10 years of fast. So in India, during the partition, the Nawabs had to flee their homes as well. They were the richer class and not used to getting tired or doing hard work. They used to have khadims going with them. So this Nawab was going, I'm relating this story to bring out this message. So that time the masjids were not full walled, half walled. Up to now, if you go some places in India, Pakistan, half wall. You stand up, you can see everyone. Even the toilets also, the masjid toilets, boy. You stand up there, you can see everyone. So anyway, the Nawab, the Khadim asked the Nawab, let me go read Salah. He says, okay, I'm standing outside, I'm waiting for you. So he read two rakat salah, he made salam, he stood up, he wished him well. Second two, third two, fourth two, he's reading. So this one is asking, the Nawab is asking himself, what's going on? Like when you're coming, what's keeping you inside? So he said from inside, the one that is keeping you outside is keeping me inside. That Allah who gives tawfiq is only Allah who gives tawfiq. It's only Allah who gives tawfiq. So these seasons are here. Who will take from the tawfiq of Allah? Who will ask Allah? My friend didn't invite me for his daughter's walima, I got affected. I started looking the other way. He's walking this way, I'm walking. What kind of friend? My Allah didn't invite me for fajr, I'm not affected. My Allah didn't give me tawfiq to make sajda, nothing in me. My Allah didn't give me tawfiq to put my eyes down, nothing in me. My friend didn't invite, it has affected my heart. I broke ties, I walked another lane. My Allah, you can't break ties, you got to say, ask, why are you depriving me? What is wrong? So this month, coupled with the sacrifice, we all know that this month is marked with the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam that revived in the ummah the sacrifice, or you say the action of qurbani and sacrifice. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim. I am the da'wat dua of my father Ibrahim. While he's going on Miraj, in the first heaven he met Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven he met Yahya, Zakaria, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven he met Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven he met Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven he met Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven he met Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven he met Ibrahim alayhi salam. At every heaven at the door, the Nabi was waiting at the door, welcome, marhaban, bil akhi salih. The Nabi was waiting to welcome, or you say, waiting to garland our Nabi. When he reached the seventh heaven, so Jibreel alayhi salam says, he looks at him, they look, and the corner over there they see, leaning on the Baytul Ma'mur, is this one old man. So the Nabi of Allah says, who is this? Jibreel says, that's your father Ibrahim, let's go and meet him. That's your father Ibrahim, let's go and meet him. Who? Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father of 600 Nabis. The father of 600 Nabis. My Nabi came from the nasab, or you say, the lineage and family of Ismail alayhi salam. If there is any lineage, then it's the lineage of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the greatest of all lineages. Ibrahim alayhi salam is investing in dua. Rabbi habli minas salihin. 70 years pass in one dua. Allah grant me a righteous son. Allah grant me a righteous son. You know, for the son to be educated is not very important. But the son to be righteous is very important. It's the tarbiyat and the mode and the message of the Quran. What I mean by this, today stealing from the coffers of the governments are not people who are not educated. They're all educated, but they're not righteous. He's a doctor, but he doesn't have amanat in him. He's a lawyer, but he doesn't have modesty in his eyes. And modesty is righteousness. He's an engineer, but his belt is loose. He has no iffat. Abu Shuja, taqdeer of dunya is written in your forehead. We can't change. Abu Shuja was fishing, and he used to support his family with fishing. So one day he's fishing by the Euphrates, and the Nujumi walks past. Nujumi is, you know, fortune teller. And those days they used to trust, or you say they take what you call it, support with fortune tellers. So he says to the Nujumi, you know, I saw a dream. He says, what dream you saw? He says, I saw I was urinating. And the urine was breaking into three lines, the splashes. And it was like breaking into sparks and going into the sky. So he says, I saw myself urinating. And he makes into three fountains. And the fountains break up into sparks and they come down. So he can tell me what's the interpretation of the dream. So he says, okay, who's those children playing there? He says, my children. He says, you see, these children, they will become the leaders and the governors of the ummah. So like, you know, you're telling the street, the car guard outside here, you're going to become the next Ramaphosa. It was like that. So he got very upset. He says, you're mocking our poverty. He took his shoe and he started slamming him. And he told his children, you also, you'll also hit him. After that they felt sorry. They said, make us maaf, take him fish, and he gave it to him. My brothers, listen to this. In 386, after Hijri in the Abbasid Empire, rose the three children of who? Abu Shuja, Izzuddaula, Imaduddaula, Ruknuddaula, ruled the Muslim Empire right till 444. Your taqdeer of dunya is written on your forehead. No one is going to take it and steal it. Righteousness is something that every parent, mother and father invest in every child to make him righteous and make Allah happy. Ibrahim is asking for the righteous child. 70 years pass. Ibrahim comes out from the fire and then he travels to Egypt. And in Egypt there is that tyrant king who has this law that whoever passes the boundary and border here, the woman folk with him will spend one night in my room. Otherwise there is no visa. So Sarah was with Ibrahim, and Sarah had to spend the one night in the room of the king. And every time he tried to indulge and stretch his hand out to Sarah, the hand froze. And as he withdrew, it loosened. As he stretched three times, he said, no, this looks like some other woman. So he took his daughter, a princess, Hajar, and he gave it to Sarah. And Sarah married it to who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim is making dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Allah grant me a righteous child. Allah gives him as a test. Allah gives him a child from who? From Hajar. Allah closed the heart of Sarah to see the child. Every time the child came in front or was carried, hey, take this child away, take this child away. Woman got ghairat. So Jibreel alayhi salam comes, and he comes with his camel and says, Allah is commanding, you take this wife and with her child, and you take them to a separate place. He says, where? He says, come, I show you. A journey of 1.5 months, 1500 miles. You pass the plush greenery of Palestine. Barakna hawlahu. All that pass. And you enter into Hijaz, and you see the high mountains and the black rocks. And suddenly you're in a valley with four mountains, the tops, they're touching the sky, and pointed out black, burnt with the sun. And Jibreel says, yo, Ibrahim, that brave Nabi, who went thrown in the fire, and he says, Jibreel alayhi salam came, he says, do you need help? He says, Hasbi Allah, Allah is sufficient. Yeah, he says, Jibreel, yeah, nothing here. He says, yes, your Allah commands, you must leave them here. Your Allah commands, you must leave them here. So Jibreel leaves. Ibrahim alayhi salam settles the children. He leaves three water skins. And for 3 days, not exactly, according to historians, that he spends and makes a shelter for Hajar. And the young child, which is on the chest of his young wife, 25-year-old, from the royal family of Egypt. And now he starts walking. And where he's walking, to make you imagine, he's walking up the road, the king's palace, Kudai. And Hajar is going behind. Ibrahim, where are you going? Ibrahim, where are you going? So he's not answering. Ibrahim, where are you going? He's not answering. And he continues walking. Then she remembers that he's a Nabi. Ibrahim, what you do? Why are you doing this to us? And then she turns the question around. Allahu amaraka bihaza? Did your Allah command you to do this? He doesn't turn. No courage in his heart to look at her in the face. 25-year-old bride with a 6-month-old child that he made dua for 74 years. Now on the command of Allah, on the command of Allah and the dictates of his iman, we could have said, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, like how we do. And we say, no, we'll make tawbah inshallah. Don't worry, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. But Allah's command is ultimate. Allah said it, I must do it. And then she says, Izan la yudhi'ana, wife, new wife born, new Hajar born, then he will not destroy us. Allah will not destroy us. And she turns and go back. And he, as he passes up the mountain, and he can't see them anymore, then he turns, and his eyes flows in tears. And the Quran is saying, Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati. He didn't say, Rabbi. He said, Rabbana, our Rabb. I left my Hajar, 25-year-old bride. I left the young child. There's no ant there. There's no bird there. There's no drop of water there. It's only you there, Allah. On your command, how many times I bent? How many times I surrendered? And how many times I had to wake up and make tawbah? And then, he finally leaves. Can you imagine, you know, we go for Umrah and we go for Hajj. And we ask him, hey, we'll finish, half an hour's time we'll finish the Umrah and we'll be back in the hotel, eh? Did you ever go to Safa and put the lights off of Makkah and imagine the first night of Hajar alayhi salam with one baby? Even the stars were wondering, what is this one woman doing here? Even the wind took a jolt. That one human being, four mountains, Mount Safa, Marwa, Abu Kubais, Jabal Hindi, and one single woman. Why? Because why? The greatest of Nabi and the greatest of personality is going to be born from her progeny, who is Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib bin Hashim bin Abdul Munaf bin Qusay bin Kilab bin Murrah bin Kaab bin Lu'ay bin Ghalib bin Fahr bin Malik bin Nadar bin Kinana bin Khuzayma bin Mudrika bin Ilyas bin Mudar bin Nizar bin Ma'ad ibn Adnan bin Awad bin Hamaysa bin Salaman bin Aus bin Bous bin Kimwar bin Ubay bin Awam bin Nashid bin Hizab bin Baldas bin Jadlaf bin Taghib bin Tabik bin Jahi bin Mashi bin Abtay bin Abtar bin Ubaid bin Adwa bin Hamdan bin Sambar bin Yasrib bin Yafzun bin Yalhun bin Iriwa bin Ifi bin Zishan bin Aknad bin Iham bin Miqassir bin Nahis bin Zari bin Shami bin Iwas bin Kidar bin Ismail bin Ismail bin Ibrahim bin Azir bin Falik bin Aibar bin Shalik bin Arfakshad bin Sam bin Nu bin Lamak bin Matushalik bin Akhnuk bin Idris bin Yarid bin Mukhlil bin Kainush bin Anish bin Shis bin Adam alayhi salam. Greatest of Nabi, Allah could have said that, you know what, make the arrangements, then stay here. But this mother had to undergo. 3 days, the water skin is finished. She's taking water and dripping onto the tongue of the child. Darkness of the mountains, darkness of the night, and the darkness of anxiety in her heart. One single woman, no bird, no ant, no water, no fridge, no husband. How many times she maybe looked, how many times my wife looked at the WhatsApp when I was going in Jamaat, hey, when is he going to send a message? Even in Etikaf also. How many times Hajar maybe looked at Abu Kubais, when his head is going to show again? When he's coming, we don't know. Only Allah will decide. Ibrahim has shown the ummah to what extent you must please your Allah. And then he goes. He comes after 1 year, comes on his camel, he sees, imagine how she feels. 1 year, after 1 year. And what he says to her? No ijazah to get down. Only to meet. You rather shouldn't have came, babe. You shouldn't have come. Only ijazah to meet. She dusts the feet. She dusts the clothes. Give him water to drink. Put the child on his lap. And off he goes. When he's going to come again, Allah knows. Ibrahim sees a dream. Sacrifice the most precious. Sacrifice the most precious. He goes, he slaughters a sheep, again sacrifice the most precious. He slaughters a cow, again sacrifice the most precious. He sacrifices the camel. Again he sees the dream. Sacrifice the most precious. He said, no, this is Ismail, my son. He never bring the son up. Ask those people who separated the mother and father. The mother brought up the child. This man takes his knife and imagine every step towards where? Towards Makkah Mukarramah from Palestine, that I am going to sacrifice my child. What was the feeling and the throbbing feeling in the heart of this father? And wait, it's only a dream, man. You know how many times I said it's a dream? It says the command of Allah. It's the command of Allah. Allah is ultimate. He goes and he says, send the child. Ibrahim now recognizes this is the father. He's 12 year old. How happy he was. He says, I want to go hunting with the child. He takes the child and he goes to Mina. And in the valley of Mina, then he says to the child, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni asbahuka. Fanzur maza tara. You know, time is just elapsing here. I say you quickly, I want to round this thing up. He says, oh my beloved child, I definitely seen inni ara fil manami anni asbahuka. You know Arabic. He says, I'm going to slaughter you whether you agree or not. You know, that's the meaning there. Because with my Allah's command. But Fanzur maza tara, you look what you think. Think what you see what you. So the son, Allah give jazaw khair to Hajar. Ya abatifun ma tu'mar. Cheap bargain Allah, my father. In place of you, I'll get Allah. Allah is better than you. In place of this world, I'll get Jannat. And Jannat is ultimate. Do! How many times I hesitated to come for Fajr? Hey, no, I'll read it. Yeah, say, sawab, we did it. No, nothing. Tomorrow I'll start. Tomorrow I'll start. So then, he takes the child, and the child says, tie my feet, tie my hands. Probably, you know, I might give up, but the command of Allah must not be broken. The father, 94, he can't hold a knife standstill. He can't slaughter a chicken. But because it's Allah's order, he must do it. My Allah's order must keep my eyes down. How hard it's become. My Allah's order, my belt must be tied. How hard it's become. Ibrahim is showing the ummah to what extent you must go. A dream he saw. I could have put the dream aside. And then he takes the child. And the son also looked on and took a breath. The angels of the heavens cried twice in history of mankind. Number one, when Ibrahim alayhi salam took the head of Ismail and he says, Allah, you think Ismail's love is greater than your love? Never be. There's nothing coming between me and you. My wife told me I must not go. Stay at home, man. What you worried? Allah is Ghafur Rahim. And he takes it and he looks in the heaven. Allah, are you unhappy with me? Are you putting me through this test? The angels of the heavens cried. Two times in history they only cried. The second is when Nabi walked off Taif and he was stoned, they cried. Brothers, happiness is in pleasing Allah, not pleasing our desire. I wanted to go overseas, so I did it. No matter how the money came, I did it. So I did it. Otherwise, Ibrahim, if it was pleasing himself, chain is pleasing Allah. Peace and tranquility is pleasing Allah. I attained everything, but I'm still restless in the house, in the car I have. And all that I'm doing, I'm still restless. Why? I didn't please Allah. Allah give me tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq, brothers. Take this and turn it around in our life. And understand, to please Allah is ultimate. And to please Allah is the mode of our iman and Islam. Ahmad bin Sahal rahmatullahi says this here, that Jannat is not pleasing to me more than what? Two rakat salam. So they ask him, but Jannat? He says, two rakat salat, Allah gets happy. Jannat, I will get happy. And the mode of the Shariat is to make Allah's happy. Allah happy. Umar ibn Khattab says, Khattab's Islam is not pleasing to me more than Abu Talib. They say, Khattab is your father. He says, no. The mode of the Shariat is to please Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah SAW is happy with who? Abu Talib's Islam is crying for that. So let me also do what the Nabi did. Khattab's Islam will become second. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us understanding, and Allah bring this into reality of the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam into our life and our home and our children. Not about petting animals, isn't it? You know, passing time. No. This is a lesson inside, and the wounds start opening and the mind starts becoming more fresh, that this is what I must do to please my Allah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.